Welcome to this deep dive. We're really excited to dig into Corgan today.
Yeah, they're like this design and architecture firm that's all about the future.
Right. And instead of just, telling you about them, we're going to look at excerpts from their website.
Yeah, their about and leadership pages specifically gives
Yeah.
us like a direct line to what they're all about.
Okay, so Corgan, they're not just designing buildings, they're talking about agility in design.
Yeah, it's like their big thing. And to show you what they mean, they've picked out 8 projects to feature.
Eight very different projects, I notice.
Totally. You've got like super high-end airport lounges, the Club SFO, the Chase Sapphire
Which,
Lounge.
like, just the name scream luxury.
Exactly. But then they also highlight stuff like the Koppel Arts Center, which is all about community.
And don't forget the PMG headquarters. Talk about a modern workplace.
Right. It's like they're saying, we're versatile, we do it all. But here's the thing. No matter the project, they always bring it back to like, how will people use this space and what will they need in the future?
It's that phrase, anticipating future needs, right? It's in their tagline, agility in design. But what does that actually look like?
It's that they're trying to design for how the world is going to be, not just how it is now.
Which is ambitious, to say the least.
Totally. And they say, quote, every aspect of our firm is focused on understanding the needs architecture must anticipate.
So it's not just about designing a building that looks cool.
No way. It's about understanding how people live, work, travel, all of it, and how technology changes things. Think about how different an airport lounge is now compared to like 20 years ago.
Okay, so that's how they design. But what about the people doing the designing?
Yeah, let's peek behind the curtain.
On their leadership page, they have this line, eyes on the horizon, hands on the work.
I love that. It's like they're thinking big picture, but also getting their hands dirty.
And if you look at the page, it's like you said, all about balance. They've got this whole overview of their leadership team, highlighting everyone's experience and what they're experts in.
Right. Like they highlight Steve Hulsey. He's their president and a principal, and he's been doing this for like forever.
So, they're not just putting anyone in charge.
Definitely not. And you can tell that they've got people from all sorts of backgrounds.
Yeah, the diversity on that leadership page is pretty impressive,
Yeah.
which I guess makes sense if you're trying to, anticipate the future. You need different perspectives.
Exactly. And speaking of different perspectives, have you noticed how much they talk about their company culture?
Oh, yeah, that whole a culture built for agility thing
Yeah.
makes you wonder what it's actually like to work there.
Yeah.
It does make you wonder, like, what does that even mean? A culture built for agility. You can say stuff like that on your website, but
Right. But actions speak louder than words. And while we don't have like a secret camera inside Corgan's offices,
unfortunately.
right. But we can kind of play detective. Look at what they choose to emphasize on their site and, well, it gives us clues.
Okay, I like where you're going with this. So they're all about agility and their designs, right? And their leadership seems to reflect that too.
Exactly. So it would make sense if that same agility carried over into how they work together every day, like a company culture that's all about, being flexible and open to new ideas.
And everyone being on board with that.
Totally. Remember how they talked about putting together the perfect team for each project? That tells me they value what each person brings to the table.
Okay, so that's interesting.
Yeah.
But I'm still trying to picture how that translates to agility.
Think of it this way. Imagine a company where everything's like really hierarchical, lots of red tape. Getting anything done takes forever because every little decision has to go through a million people.
Yeah, not very agile.
Exactly. But in a company that's truly agile, teams are empowered to actually like make decisions and adapt to new information quickly.
So they're not just waiting for someone higher up to tell them what to do.
Exactly. And that right there, that ties back to this whole anticipating future needs thing. The world changes fast, right? So being able to adapt and get creative, that's a superpower.
Totally. And it sounds like Corgan gets that. But we've been doing a lot of speculating here. We're
Yeah.
kind of making assumptions about their company culture based on, like, little hints.
It's true. We're reading between the lines.
So maybe let's switch gears a bit, see if we can find something more concrete on their website. It's kind of amazing, though, when you think about it. Like, you can learn so much about a company just by, clicking around their website.
Oh, for sure. It's like a company's website. It's their chance to put their best foot forward, show you what they're all about. And in Corgan's case, it's working. Their website screams future of design.
It really does.
Yeah.
Just from looking at their projects and reading how they talk about agility and design, It's clear they want to be a part of shaping the future, not just like keeping up with it.
Exactly. It makes you think about all those spaces we use every day, you know, and how they're designed. It's not just about looking good anymore.
Definitely not.
It's about how those spaces actually work for people, how they can adapt and change as our needs change. And that's where Corgan's whole anticipating future needs thing, it's huge.
It is. Because they're not designing for right now, are they? They're designing for like 5-10 years down the line, maybe even longer.
Totally. They're trying to stay one step ahead, which, I mean, let's be real, takes a lot of work.
Yeah, it's not easy.
Not at all. You need to really understand design, obviously, but you also need to understand, like, people and technology and how all of that is changing the world around us. It's a lot to juggle.
It really is. And Corgan seems to be, like, diving headfirst into all of it. At least that's the impression their website gives.
Yeah, they're not shying away from a challenge, and that's exciting.
It has been really interesting taking this deep dive into Corgan.
Totally. Even if just through their website, we've gotten a good sense of who they are, what they value, how they approach their work.
Right. And it makes you think, like, what kind of impact is Corgan actually going to have on the future? How will their focus on, you know, agility and design actually change the spaces we live and work in? It's something to, you know, keep an eye on.
Absolutely. This is definitely a company to watch.
It is. Well, on that note, we're going to wrap things up. But for everyone listening, we'd love to hear your thoughts.